Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Mark Krisko. Mark's the Deputy Director of Defense Procurement and Acquisition Policy, e-business, in the Office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition Technology and Logistics. And joining us in our conversation is Linda Marshall. Well, Mark, let's define some commonly used terms in defense acquisition and procurement workplace for our listener. How would you differentiate acquisition from procurement?
That's a great question, and I think oftentimes we use those terms synonymously. In some cases we can, in some cases we can't. Acquisition, the way we think of it in the Department of Defense, is a much broader construct for us to deal with. It deals with everything of buying major weapon systems from concept to development to the delivery of the systems to sustaining it, all the way through disposal. Procurement is a subset of that process. The interesting aspect of that is at any given point of that process, whether you're in concept development, delivery, or sustainment, you're utilizing procurement to realize what you're trying to acquire. So procurement is much more the transactional, the contractual base, where acquisition is a much deeper concept from everything from science and technology to systems engineering all the way through the disposal of those systems in the workplace.
What is meant by the acquisition domain, Mark, and can you tell us about its current transition and future?
Well, before I tell you what the acquisition domain is, let me tell you where the acquisition domain fits. The acquisition domain is one fit in the Business Management Modernization Program. We have other domains: human resources, installation environments, strategic planning and budgeting, logistics and accounting and finance, as well as acquisition. This represents the leadership of those business process owners within the department to realize the enterprise architecture of what we're trying to achieve. The acquisition domain is a subset of that, but a huge subset nonetheless. It is intended to govern the acquisition enterprise, both the systems, the process, the technologies at an enterprise level. It's to enable data interoperability at the department to realize a data structure for the Department of Defense for the acquisition domain. Our goals are also to modernize and streamline the acquisition business process, manage our IT portfolio, and build a collaboration workspace for us to move from. And that's not only with us in the Department of Defense, but that's at a federal level as well as our industry partners. And finally, but certainly not least, what it does is it represents the change management component of how does it touch our people. Because with the institution of technology and business process reengineering, what will we do to affect our people and how will we train them in the future and what skill set will we need?
Can you discuss the operating environment and the influences that impact the acquisition domain?
The operating environment is extremely complex. What we've tried to do, and I'll borrow a common phrase used around here, is connect the dots. The operating is very complex because we have everything from the President's management agenda to the Secretary of Defense's initiative to the Business Modernization Program, Balanced Scorecard. We have GAO audits. We decided through our acquisition domain that many of these things had an awful lot in common, and how could we realize the synergy from all of our operating environment to realize what we were trying to achieve? A simpler, less redundant IT infrastructure supporting the acquisition department. So what we were doing was bringing this together, and we've aligned all the major initiatives within the federal government as well as the department in our view from the acquisition community. So we could grapple with each one of them, report as efficiently as we possibly could to each one of them.
The Acquisition Governance Board is an important component of what you do and work with. Can you describe the role of the Acquisition Governance Board?
The Acquisition Governance Board is a critical aspect of what we've been trying to achieve. It is comprised, we began this about a year ago, and we began with the senior procurement executives from all the services and components. This past few months, we've changed that to move to the broader acquisition and involved all the component acquisition executives so we can tackle both procurement as well as acquisition. We realized we were part of a major community. It is a collaborative body where we have the most senior leaders of the Department of Defense represented and working to establish the strategic vision for us as a department to move forward. It was important for us to have that collaboration environment, not only dictate from above, but realize where we could have opportunities to move forward. The governance board is really at two levels. The AGB, or the Acquisition Governance Board as we call it, is the most senior levels, and then we take the next tier down, which we affectionately call the JBOB, the Joint Acquisition E-Business Oversight Board, the one tier down from the senior leaders to make things happen. We're not naive to believe that we live in a stovepipe in the acquisition community, so we've also invited and we have participating the CIO, the CFO, as well as other components as necessary to help support our decision-making as we try to move forward with the transformation.
You've described the governance structure that allows you to work with other parts of the organization, but let me ask you more about the management process. How do you go about collaborating with the folks like the CFO and the CIO?
We participate with the CFO, the CIO, in their forums as well as inviting them to our forums. I use the technical term of managing in the middle because you have to move to the middle of many of these initiatives because they are either technological or they're financial or they're acquisition, so you have to bring the bodies together. Frankly, it's about putting yourself in that space to participate, to represent yourself and represent the interests of the department and your business line as you move forward. If you could do that, you can find a correct balance between financial goals, technical goals, as well as acquisition goals to come out with a workable solution that you can implement very quickly.
What are some best practices or some lessons learned from actually going about and making that work?
Participate, participate, participate. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of energy to move forward in that. We moved out of our business lane into many of those lanes, whether it be in CFO forums or CIO forums or logistics forums, to help and assist and bring our value from our side and bring our perspective so we can maintain a balance across the department. Personally, I view that as one of the most critical aspects for success for any initiative. Oftentimes, we forget what we need to go do when we become so focused on solutions that without that balance, they fall short in many aspects because we fail to consider some of the important things that need to be considered from other viewpoints.
What are some of the other management challenges in trying to make the collaboration you describe work?
It becomes a function of time. We have a very small staff within the Defense Procurement and Acquisition Policy Business Group, and they're very hard worked and participating in all those forums. Very early on when we were first standing up the office about a year and a half ago, we listed all the actions and forums and things we needed to participate in, and we listed 80. And the first challenge was, what do we take off our plate? What do we go do? And the answer was nothing, because everything was critically important. And my staff have been critically important in moving forward in each one of those lanes, because as best we could, you need to participate to make the difference. And we link that back to, it is important for us to execute our jobs in the most reasonable fashion because we are trying to make a difference and transform the acquisition procurement community because it is so critical to supporting the warfighter. We see that on the news every day, so that is a backdrop. It becomes our mantra to move forward.
Are the knowledge and skills of the employees changing? For example, as you're describing the collaboration you're going through, I imagine once sitting in my silo, only having to be a specialist in my area. Now, at any one moment, I'm working with the CIO and the CFO, and I'm going to have to know a much broader range of information and you know, capabilities. I'm curious, are the employees changing the way I'm describing?
Certainly on our team, I think we have. I think we need to permeate that throughout the organization as we move to a more enterprise view of business processes. You have to be sensitive to financial opinions. You have to be sensitive to technological opinions. We get criticized a lot because sometimes we go in too far into those lanes and speak different languages from an IT perspective or from a CFO perspective. But you have to understand that to understand the trades and the points of views of others. And it's critically important that those skill sets are there. With the staff, it is difficult for them because we joke, we find few people in those lanes, and they work through that. They come from it from a program management or a contracting background or an acquisition background. They really need to kludge all those skills together and understand the disciplines and why people are so concerned about business processes from their perspective. Bringing all them together is a difficult task, and it represents actually a promise for many of the employees because they love the dynamic because it's a continual learning environment and they can try to make a difference and learn more while they go.
That's very interesting, especially a lot of collaboration. Yeah. One of the biggest management challenges in any organization is dealing with the functional silos that exist. How are those being addressed in DoD? We'll ask Mark Crisco for his perspective when the Business of Government Hour continues.